Good morning, friends. What a pleasure to be coming your way again by means of radio. At this particular season, it seems appropriate to me to take time out for this message on our mighty Redeemer. Listen as we begin with this scripture. For their Redeemer is mighty. He shall plead their cause with thee. Proverbs 23:11. It is wonderful to know our Redeemer liveth, that he is mighty, and he will plead our cause for us. Now, that is what I call good news. With the coming of Thanksgiving right away and Christmas not far behind, let us consider some of the things which make our heritage possible. Job was speaking of the wicked people and how they slipped around in the dark to do their evil deeds, and he pointed out that they are exalted for a little while, but are gone and brought low. They are taken out of the way as all other, and cut off as the tops of the ears of corn. Job 23:24. Then he went on to say, and if it be not so now, who will make me a liar and make my speech nothing worth? Job 24:25. My mind is musing on that statement, and if it be not so now. How many things we could apply that scripture to, and if it be not so now? From there, let us go to Daniel 3:17-18. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. So in essence, these Hebrew boys were saying, even though you put us in the fire to suffer because we refuse to bow to the golden image, our God is able to deliver us out of there. But if he doesn't deliver us, we still will not serve this image. Now, that was their decision, and they were willing to risk all on their God. They just let the ifs be as they may. God was greater than the ifs. Let us not forget that our Redeemer is mighty, and he is greater than the what ifs. The writer of Psalm 24 asked this question, who is this King of glory? Then he answered in the same verse, which is verse 8, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. So, dear ones, just remind yourself that God is greater than the what ifs. In musing on some of the what ifs, while preparing for this broadcast, my mind went back to Joseph and Mary before the birth of Jesus. What if Joseph had refused to have any more to do with Mary after he learned she was to have her first child? He knew it was not his. But God had made provision to see this did not happen, and Joseph was to care for Mary and Jesus. So it was revealed to Joseph that the conception was of the Holy Ghost. Indeed, it was a virgin birth. Then in musing further, I thought, what if Herod had really found Jesus when the children 2 years old and under were slain? But no, again it was revealed to Joseph what to do, flee into Egypt. This he did with Mary and Jesus, and so their lives were preserved. God's decree had gone out, and indeed the mighty Redeemer had come. Listen to this. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Psalm 89:15-18. But what if Joseph and Mary had lost Jesus, or he had been kidnapped when they went a day's journey from Jerusalem and could not find him among their kinsmen? Then what would have happened to this great plan of God? What if Jesus should have yielded to the temptations of Satan and threw himself down from the pinnacle of the temple, or fell down to worship Satan, the god of this world? What if he had not been raised from the dead after the cruel crucifixion? The Apostle Paul said, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished." 1 Corinthians 15:12-17. What a dreadful thought! I'm glad he didn't stop there, but went on to say, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept." Paul didn't allow the what ifs to stand in the way. Let us cease to look at the negative side and move on to the positive. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Psalm 93:4-5. Now, what ifs were not taken into consideration here. All of these are positive statements. And again to Jeremiah, the word of the Lord came in chapter 33, 2 and 3. "Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Again, no what ifs. The steadfastness of the three Hebrew sons brought a positive reaction from the king Nebuchadnezzar. "Listen, I thought it good to shew the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation." Daniel 4:2-3. Amos in chapter 5, verse 24, puts it this way, "But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream." Powerful, isn't it? Now, should there be an unbeliever listening to the broadcast today, as we know there are some who profess to believe there is no life beyond the grave, let me turn the question around and ask you, what if you are mistaken and there is certainly life beyond the tomb? What if there is a heaven for the righteous and a place of everlasting torment called hell, where the wicked shall be cast forever and ever? Then what will you do? Fearful thought, isn't it? Indeed it is. And it will be more fearful when that final judgment day comes. As my final scripture for today, listen to these verses, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. I love to think of heaven bright, of Father and of Son, of holy angels gathered round in worship at the throne. I love to think of the redeemed on yonder shining shore, whose hearts unite in songs of praise as one forevermore. I love to think of heaven's love so full, so pure, so free, that fount of love so limitless that fills the Godhead three. I see that stream of love divine poured forth from Calvary. Its tender love enwraps my heart, O cleansing stream for me. I love to think of that great day when saints in him shall rise, made glorious then in bodies new, to join him in the skies. I love to think of endless years spent with my Lord above, and also with the blood-washed throng, the ransomed ones I love. Go forth, O messenger of love, to all the tribes of men, and call all nations into one, from highway, hedge, and glen. Let perfect oneness be our theme. We stand upon the word, one faith, one mind, one doctrine true, one body, and one Lord. Our Father, as the holiday season approaches once again, help us to count our blessings and be thankful. Indeed, we are thankful for all thy many blessings. And we ask the favor of God to be extended to all the listeners of the broadcast. May their homes be a place of tranquility, and their hearts a temple in which thy Spirit may dwell continually. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
There is a city,
so bright and fair.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.